paste into the fax send page. Sending the faxes are free. You can send two.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio, bringing you fresh news, stuff you don't hear anywhere else. It happens here, thanks to the contributions of the audience. Couple things. First of all, every Saturday, well, I take that back. I'm trying to decide a time and day for this. This past Saturday, I did my first Facebook Q&A, Come At Me, Bro, and I expected a lot of people to turn out, and very few people turned out. And several people said maybe Saturday at noon is not a good idea. So I want to start doing these Q&As. I'll take questions, too, if you can't do it live. But I need to find out what the best time and day is that most people can tune in. I'm thinking evenings during the week, but we'll see. If you can email me at onair@superhumanradio.net and give me your opinion. What day and time are you most likely to be able to tune in live to a Q&A on Facebook Live? Number one. Number two, don't forget about Patreon. Patreon is listener-supported, commercial-free Superhuman Radio. Every episode of Superhuman Radio that we produce within an hour of its production is up on Patreon. No commercials. It's $5 a month. I mean, really, like a Starbucks coffee once a month, and you get Superhuman Radio the way you want it without commercials. So patreon.com/Superhuman Radio. Check that out. So, first hour, we're going to be talking about a new peptide you've never heard about, because the guy who's really popularizing it is the guy that we're going to be interviewing, and that's my buddy, Dr. William Seeds. Then later in the show, we're going to be joined by Coach Charles Staley. There's a new way to do back extensions. These are not your granddad's back extensions. We're going to talk about that later in the show, so stay tuned. Dr. William Seeds, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Carl. Thanks for having me.
So, you are an extraordinary orthopedic surgeon, but you are also an athlete, a strength athlete. And as a result, you're always looking for ways to improve not only performance, but to maintain health while performing well. So you read a lot of research, and you started talking to me about this new peptide I had never heard about. And as soon as you started talking to me about it, I started searching for it. I'm like, what's he talking about? There's nobody out there with this peptide. So how did you, first of all, how did you come to learn about this peptide, thymosin alpha-1, which is obviously one of the thymus gland produced peptides, which is immune system related? How did you even discover this?
Well, we've been real interested in the research that has been focused not only in athletes but in the aging, with the issues with the thymus and how we lose the thymus gland as we age, and the significance of the loss of the immune system as we age, and what happens to the immune system, you know, with overtraining in our professional athletes and even our weekend warriors. And you know, we've been focused not only on the side of, you know, how do we improve the mitochondria and those things, but also the immune system, because it has a significant influence on recovery and continued training and so forth. And the research of those aspects with the GHRHs and GHRPs and the receptors on the T cells and the stem cells and so forth kind of took us down that pathway of, you know, you just get exposed to more of the literature and more of the things that are being done in the significantly immunodeficient patients like HIV patients. And we've seen across the world how thymosin alpha-1 has been a significant peptide in helping and assisting in influencing the immune system for HIV patients. So from that data, you've seen an explosion of work being done in looking at other, you know, if it works for a severely, if it works in helping modulate or or a coadjuvant with other therapies in AIDS patients in improving, in decreasing the amount of virus in the body and improving the immune response, well, think of the implications it can have in other aspects of immune deficiencies. So there's been I think I've reviewed at least 75 papers right now. Currently, I know there's over 100 papers about 20 that I have not reviewed concerning the aspects of thymosin alpha 1 and its influence in liver cancer, non-small cell lung cancer, cystic fibrosis, DeGeorge's syndrome. I mean, there's all these immunodeficient avenues that that are just opening up a plethora of information, and how this is another tool and a safe tool to use in conjunction with treatment as a adjuvant therapy or a monotherapy. And so taking that forward, you know, we have, gosh, you know, you see, you always have these issues with in either your elderly or your young athletes who get into these issues with immune issues as they overtrain, or older people who start getting, you know, let's just say you come down with the flu. You're looking at ways that you can, you know, calm it down, slow down that process, things that you potentially could do to recover faster.
Right.
And so, you know, this is it's another avenue to look, instead of using rifampin and, I'm sorry, not rifampin, other viral, antiviral drugs. Well, here's a peptide you can use that is efficient and safe. I mean, and that's one of the nice things, that one of the beautiful things that we've come to realize with thymosin alpha 1 is its profile, its safety profile is excellent.
I want my audience to think about this discussion in a different term. We start talking about the immune system, and people right away think about illness, disease states, treating those disease states. But I want you to stop for a second. Your immune system is the reason you can eat a piece of beef and it doesn't kill you while you extract all the nutrition out of it. Your immune system should not be thought of as this protective mechanism that jumps in when you're in trouble. You should be thinking of your immune system much in the same way you think of an operating system on your computer. The operating system creates the domain that everything else can function within. And so when we talk about the immune system, a lot of people get turned off. They're like, oh, this is going to be about disease states. No. If you're a hard training athlete, if you're an average person, you need to pay attention to your immune system, because your immune system is the operating system of your body that all other systems depend on for them to be able to focus on doing their job. The immune system has to be operating properly. And so don't think of the immune system as this rescue mechanism when the body gets out of whack. Think of it as the thing that keeps the body from getting out of whack in the first place. And if you think of it that way, then you'll see the value in this discussion, as I do, as an aging athlete. This is not about, I don't get viruses. That's not what this is about, and you're going to find out in a second. So the reality is that you started paying attention to thymosin alpha 1, but there really was no thymosin alpha 1 out there to speak of, right?
Yeah, well, it's been available, but it's under different trade names. Different pharmaceutical companies have different names that have made the thymosin alpha 1 is a synthetic that we make, but it is made by the body.
So that kind of takes it out of the realm of pharmaceutical companies pursuing it, because they really can't patent it because it's naturally occurring in the body, right?
Right. Well, there are patents on it.
Oh,
there
really?
There are different patents on the thymosin alpha 1.
Okay.
I mean, it's yeah.
I think you told me it's a, right now it's not classified. It's a kind of an orphan drug type of a thing.
It's an orphan drug here in the U.S., yes.
But it's
on a fast track, basically. An orphan drug is usually something that is, you know, it's something that you get tax incentives and so forth to speed along the research and showing the efficacy of the drug to get it into the system faster.
So let's talk about how it's used. This is a protein peptide. How many amino acids is it?
It is a 28 amino acid sequence.
So fairly small. It's fairly small for amino acids. Okay. Yeah. I mean for peptide. Okay.
It's related to a prothymosin alpha, which is like 113 amino acid parent molecule, and it's kind of where we took it from. So
okay.
It's a 28 amino acid, and it has the effect in the immune system as far as the maturation and the differentiation of T cells, and the T cells are what are produced by the thymocytes, and the T cells are, you know, what are so important in at least the initial, your initial response and chronic responses to infections, whether they're viral, bacterial, or so forth. And it also has, I mean, besides that initial effect, it can enhance interleukin-2, it can upregulate receptors, and it has many various influences within the immune system, but then it also has, it also does things like, you know, what you were talking about right there before about the immune system. I think what people should be interested in is that, you know, I'm kind of this guy, I have a theory, I am along that theory of aging performance. You know, we think so much about antioxidants and free radicals that's just the sole problem with the mechanism of breakdown and cell death and aging. Well, I don't think it's just that. I think it's got to do with all reactions. And the immune system has its own, they may not be enzymatic reactions, but they have their own function and reactions that create problems if things don't go well. And you don't, you know, if you don't have the right apoptosis, you know, if cells are dying sooner, then they're creating problems. And I think there's that whole realm of, you know, you got to look at everything. You just can't look at the free radical side. You got to look at everything to keep the system on balance or homeostatic, right? And I think the immune system has such a big influence on that, and bigger than we probably know.
Right.
And so with this, with the thymus alpha 1, it also has, we found that it has some significant influence on cell repair, on angiogenesis, on cell migration, specifically of monocytes and endothelial cells. So in injury, it would be just the same as training, breakdown, and recovery. I mean,
right.
Thymosin alpha 1, the immune system has a significant influence on training. So when people don't, if they don't understand that, they need to understand that it's, you know, that initial inflammatory response and then the response that follows are all significant factors in recovery and how that activity, how it's influenced your body, right?
Well, and so here's proof of that, right? So we always talk about, like, Olympic athletes are always on the verge of getting sick. And that's because the immune system only has so much resources.
Yep.
And when it has to divide its attention between recovery from strenuous workouts or fighting off the onset of some illness, it has to share its resources across. And so, you know, you hear about athletes who are on the verge of being sick. We've heard this all along. Oh, hard training athletes, they're like, they could catch a cold like that. And it's because the immune system has to divide its attention between recovering you from your workout and protecting you against illness. And that's right. That's evidence of what we're talking about here.
Well, sure. And Carl, when you're training, you know, what if we think about when people are training, or let's say they're a highly stressed individual exec or whatever, and they've had stress events in their life, what happens across the board with the athletes and the executives? It's a glucocorticoid type of induced, you know, their increased cortisol. Well, what do we know about cortisol and cortisol stimulation? Cortisol affects the thymocytes of the thymus. It creates apoptosis, early apoptosis. So you're killing thymocytes, you're killing cells that produce T cells. I'm simplifying it significantly, but there is an absolute correlation with that.
Right.
And if we can do things to antagonize the activation of these things, well, my gosh, we're making some big strides there if we can affect that initially.
Okay. So here's what I want to do. I want to take our first commercial break, and when we come back, I want to get right into it. I want to talk about dosing. I want to talk about protocols. I want to talk about an approach to a prophylactic use of it. I want to talk about stacking. We'll get all into this all in just a second. So stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We will be right back. How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained fasted and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You've never heard of thymus and alpha 1 before. Hell, I didn't hear of it until Dr. William Seeds taught me about it. And he's going to teach you too. And keep in mind that Dr. Seeds travels around the country lecturing doctors on peptides. So this kind of stuff you're getting here, this isn't bro science here, okay? Okay, so Dr. Seeds, where do we start with Thymosin Alpha 1? What do we need to know about dosing protocol, stacking, and all that sort of stuff? I mean, is it something that you should be taking regularly with your growth hormone secretagogues? Is it something that you cycle on and off? How does it work?
Well, it can be a monotherapy. I mean, it can be used acutely, you know, in instances of where you're trying to slow or delay viral replication in say flu-like type of problems, or let's say there's the issues you see sometimes with athletes or elderly with chronic viral recurrences of say like herpes zoster, you know.
Right. I was just going to ask you about that because shingles is all the rage nowadays, you know.
Right. Shingles or the herpetic lesions, you know, that you get cold sores and things like that.
Yeah.
You know, there's no cure for those things, but this is a monotherapy that can be used to absolutely can slow down the viral replication and keep it in tow where, you know, before potentially these things could slow you, could keep you out of competition or could keep you out of the office or, you know, these are more manageable in delaying, let's say, you know, treatment span of 4 to 6 weeks could be as short as 2 weeks. Those are applications where you'll see more, I think you'll see more evidence with those type of studies that will be turning up here soon, I believe, that will show some real implications of how, you know, you can get away from some of these antiviral type of drugs, and you've got something that has a much safer,
usage profile. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, because there's no real side effects from it at all.
Not really. I mean, it's been used in over 3,000 patients or more, and there have been no serious side effects that have been documented. It's quick, you know. The peptide. I believe within 2 hours it's active and it's, you know, it does its job in sending its signals, and it's a peptides, as we know, are all signaling agents, and this particular one is the focus of interest in this peptide is actually that it's something that you don't have to dose every day. In most of the studies you will read about whether it's cancer or immune issues, viral issues, the treatment protocols are pretty similar in where it's usually between 1 milligram to 1.5 milligrams every 3 days. So you're basically dosing it twice a week, and the dosing protocols are based on what you're trying to achieve. But the fact is, you have to use it up. And usually it'll come in like a 3 milligram vial is typically what you try to look for.
So that's a 1 week dose right there. That's it. You take it Monday and Thursday and you're done.
Yes. And if you got to use it because the peptide is highly degradable and you have to use it within that 3 day kind of span. So it can be used treating symptomatically for like what we said with the cold sores and, the herpetic type of lesions and the shingles and so forth. I mean, it can be used for a 2 week course, a 1 week course. Now there are some people talking about, prophylactically.
That was my next question. what if I'm not getting sick, but I want to leverage the beauty of this peptide?
Right. That's a great question, and those are the interesting conversations that are being brought up right now about, okay, well, gosh, you've got something that you can influence this CD4, CD8 kind of influence of T cells, which are really just glycoproteins that are, you know, separate T cells as far as helper versus suppressor.
Right.
So the helper cells are what the CD4, you know, that go out and find the problem, and then they turn on the suppressor cells, and business is taken care of. So if you can keep that ratio high, you've got a better chance, or we feel if you keep it in a maintained good level, you've got a better chance at dealing with these insults. So there are theories of cycling this type of process 3 to 4 times a year. With people have talked of just doing 2 weeks up to 4 to 6 weeks of cycling this in and out of you know, of their normal protocols and training, or just in elderly patients who, you know, another avenue that's being studied right now are these, and I'm not a big advocate of vaccinations, but
right.
In the elderly people who are being vaccinated, they're using this as an adjuvant to vaccinations, because really they're, you know, I think your audience is well educated and understands that, you know, why don't these vaccines work in older people? Well, because their immune systems aren't responding.
Right.
Well, they're finding that that the thymosin alpha 1 can turn on the immune system to add to the efficacy of the vaccine. And
what you're really talking about here is immune system entrainment, but you can't entrain the immune system if it doesn't engage.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah, it's brilliant.
That's exactly right. You Carl, you just went through the whole talk with one sentence.
No, but listen, so here's my question about that.
Mm-hmm.
Is thymosin alpha 1 in its primary state where the magic is, or are there metabolites? You know, like we know about growth hormone and IGF-1 and mechanogrowth factor and all these other metabolites that it spins off. Does thymosin
right.
alpha 1 spin off any metabolites that are part of the reason it works so well?
Well, it's pleiotropic, and it has, we don't know the answer. We know, I mean, there's some literature that says it has a direct effect itself. And then as far as metabolites, no, but it's all about the reactions, and it's really gets down to what it comes down to is thymosin alpha 1's what it does to receptors and what it does to activate gene transcription. So it's really the downstream effects of either going through the, you know, the P38MAPK pathways,
right.
Or the there's this TLR9 pathway, there's a TRAF6 pathway. There's all these pathways to influence the nucleus of the cell in its activation of transcription. So really what they are gene manipulators.
Mm-hmm.
But then it also has this amazing effect directly on cellular effects on like cell migration of endothelial cells and myocytes as far as promoting angiogenesis. So that's a very strong, you know, that's another that brings in a whole nother mechanism of, well, okay, let's say you've got an injury, you've been working on this person with trying to influence their healing potential with your BPC 157, your thymosin beta 4, you know, to influence the amount of actin within muscle, and then you've got these angiogenic and nitric oxide pathways with the BPC 157, and then you've got this thymosin alpha 1 that can potentially help, you know, you're talking about stagging, but mitigate and improve that healing process.
Right.
So it you know, there's endless ways of where research is looking at these influences of peptides, and that's the beauty of peptides working together. I mean, there's no downside of peptides working together that create issues. It's always a positive.
I want to take a break, but before I go into the break, I'm just curious. The thymus gland seems to be really evolving in medicine to be this magic thing that we really didn't pay attention to. Do you think we'll ever see the way we see a B-complex injection? Do you think we'll ever see an injection of a variety of thymus-based peptides, some that we don't even know yet that we're going to learn about in the years to come, where it's like all of these different TB1, TB-alpha-2, and everything, where we just take that twice a week and keep our immune system healthy?
Well, I think it's already, I think in some ways it's already being done in that, not directly in that fashion, but yeah, there, I believe so. I believe that's, you're going to see that with a lot of, I think that's where peptides are headed. I absolutely believe that's where all of this is going for again, the homeostasis of all the reactions of the body.
Yeah, it makes sense to me too. I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want to go into the stacking discussion. Since you kind of opened up that door to all of these other magical peptides working together, well, let's see if we can address some logical things that stack well for different goals. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. William Seeds. We'll tell you how to reach him too when we come back from the break.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with BodybuildingSupplements.com. BodybuildingSupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Cre-Alkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
My Adaptogen N at BodybuildingSupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. BodybuildingSupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at BodybuildingSupplements.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home delivered high quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resistance, disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. You want to learn more about Dr. William Seeds, go to drseeds.com. If you're in Ohio, he's got a few locations there up in Cleveland, also Mentor, Ohio, and Painesville, Ohio. If you have any need for orthopedic work, you need to reach out to him because there is not a finer orthopedic surgeon in the world. And I say that with all sincerity because I know the kind of people that Dr. Seeds works with. He's also associated with the Aspire Olympic training facility there. And you were just nominated into the NFL Hall of Fame, weren't you?
No, not nominated.
Well, not nominated. Yeah. You were inducted as a physician, right?
I'm in a I am part of a working with Dr. Jim Lavelle. We're in a position to help direct the next step of their phase of the NFL looking at introducing more of a preventional medicine, a nutritional, metabolic type of restorative medicine that they are absolutely being very aggressive in looking at. Hey, you know, we've got these guys that are beat up. We've got these guys that have gone through this process. What can we do to help our guys? And it's a very proactive process, and it's the Johnson Controls Hall of Fame village that is going to be built over the next 2 years, and within that we've been designated to start up their restorative medicine side of this process. So it's a big initiative.
Very
and
exciting.
We're excited to be part of it, and the implications are going to be just tremendous of what we can do to, you know, that's what we do. We take people that are injured and we change their lives because we look at, you know, as you know and as everybody here in the audience knows, that it's just not one thing. It's nutrition, it's exercise, it's all of these things together that make this magic pill. And so we have a platform now where you've got people very interested in no longer, you know, sick medicine, but healthy medicine, and where can we go with that? And so we're going to be churning out a lot of research from that side, and it's going to be beneficial, you know, to everyone. And I think, I mean, just with that, with the NFL starting this whole process, boy, they've really, I think they've turned the channels all over the country here, as far as, you know, other professional, you know, with the NHL is heavy now looking at this process, the NBA, the National Baseball League. I mean, everybody now is getting more interested because they see the results of what we produce.
Yeah.
It's all about what you produce. It's all about these athletes coming back. And
right.
And so thank you for that that input. Yeah, we're real excited about it, and I can't say enough about being able to work with somebody like Jim Lavelle, who's the best in the world with nutrition. And so when I can team up with somebody like that, we're a pretty formidable match of people, I think, to tackle these things.
I got three messages on Facebook all within the past 15 minutes saying, where can they find? I'll tell you where I found thymus and alpha 1. There's a website called peptidesciences.com, and I happen to know that these are the best peptides you can buy in the world if you're concerned about what you're using. So they are the only website that I've found thymus and alpha 1 at, and it comes in 3 milligram and a 50 milligram vial, but the 3 milligram vial is all you really need to look at. So if you were going to stack thymus and alpha 1 for, let's say, let's address a couple things. Recovering from injury, what would you stack it with?
Well, theoretically, so if you're recovering from injury, it all depends on the person and I guess on what the type of injury, but you know, I like it from the fact of using potentially, let's say in a research protocol you may have, BPC-157 that you're utilizing to assist in injury healing because of, you know, the things we talked about before. It's vascular, it takes care of the influencing angiogenesis and increasing the vascular network, and it activates stem cells, and it activates those satellite cells, and it all has all these other things where it also decreases inflammatory processes, right?
Uh-huh.
We talked about before,
right.
And with the interleukins and so forth. But so you've got something like that that's working, and you can add in something like the thymosin alpha 1 because of those angiogenic properties, but also from the inflammatory side. So you've got a pretty formidable. You're helping the immune system help this inflammatory process. So you're hitting it from two sides, not just specific to what the BPC-157 is doing, you know, on the cellular level, but you're also working from the immune side, and then you're also working on the cellular side with the
alpha-1. So they're complementary, but they're using different pathways.
I think there's so many different pathways we don't know, and I that's where you're going to see, you know, that's where you're going to start seeing these the research moving forward is not just on the, you know, like these scenarios that you're discussing. It's how do you get these things healed faster? How do you get that athlete back on the field faster? How do you get this problem resolved? Not just to where there's, you know, the whole issue with healing, right, is we don't want scar tissue. We want tissue that mimics what was there before. And that's the beauty of, you know, of 157, BPC-157 is, say adding TB4, you know, to decrease scar tissue, to decrease that type of process in the healing mechanisms.
Fibrotic. Yeah. A lot of people don't realize this, but thymosin beta 4 is a powerful antifibrotic.
Yep.
And it can actually stimulate the body's ability to actually reabsorb existing fibrotic tissue. So if you have women who have fibrotic issues not just their ovaries, but why can't I think of the
cystic disease?
Well, no, but intrauterine fibrosis. A lot of women, when uh-huh. they get old, they'll end up with fibrotic tissue in their uterus. It causes uh-huh. painful bleed. You know, thymosin beta 4, if you've used it long enough, can actually break that fibrotic tissue down and make it reabsorb. And especially when used in conjunction with adequate amounts of iodine. It's
yep.
another thing that influences it. But I know a lot of people don't realize that thymosin beta 4 has been shown to reduce fibrotic tissue in kidneys and people who have chronic kidney disease.
Right.
I mean, it's very, very powerful. And it's amazing that more physicians don't work with it. But, you know, it is.
Well, these are things that are investigational. And, you know, there's ongoing research on all of it. You're going to see a plethora of information in the next 10 to 15 years that I think it's going to change the whole landscape of how we can actively get involved in early tissue repair and influence that repair, because it's just like you said, it's all about the scar tissue and it's all about the appropriate healing of a tendon or a muscle and what you can do to influence that early enough. And you know, the nice thing about what the TB4 or thymosin beta-4, which is kind of known as thymosin, which is known as TB5 actually, but is that it can be used chronically too. You can have chronic injuries that respond to TB4 that will work again in unison with, you know, the nice thing about the BPC-157 is it also decreases those chronic inflammatory reactants, you know, the inflammatory responses, and it'll decrease the thromboxane B2s and the leukotriene B4s and the myeloperoxidases and turn off some of those chronic mechanisms to let the TB4, you know, take its effect. And
right.
then you've got this thymosin alpha 1 that can come into play and restart the process. So you've got, it's like a chess game. You know, you've got to know what you're working against.
Right.
And when you know what the factors are and where you need to utilize these, it's all about timing, and they can be tremendous in making the difference of someone who does not who can't perform, or you know, who has a chronic nagging problem.
I want to take our last break, and when we come back, I want to talk specifically about the elderly and physicians out there who work with the elderly and this particular peptide. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level? That's exactly what the Da Vinci from Ultra Human gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless. And the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off and free shipping.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Later in the show, we're going to be joined by Coach Charles Staley, who keeps pushing the envelope. He's got a new angle on the back extension. I've been trying it. I got to tell you something. It deserves your attention. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Right now we're talking with Dr. William Seeds, and we're talking about thymosin alpha-1, a peptide you've never heard about. Heck, I didn't hear about it until Dr. Seeds told me about it. And I predict that this show will probably be benchmarked as the first discussion about this peptide. So, Dr. Seeds, let's talk about the elderly for a second. We know that the people who get the herpes zoster or shingles vaccine still get shingles, quite a few of them.
Correct.
And you pointed out a second ago that probably the reason why the vaccine isn't working is because it's not the immune system is ignoring it. It's not engaging. And so that this could be used to help create the push-pull that the vaccine is lacking in some of these non-responders.
Absolutely.
So could a physician, because this is kind of an orphan drug, could a physician say, I'm going to get a 3-milligram vial of this. I got Mary Jo. She's the one who the shingles keeps coming back. God bless her soul. We gave her the vaccine. Feel terrible about it. Can you get her in there after the vaccine has already been administered and do a 1 week or even a 4 week, 3-milligram a week route of it and see some results, you think?
Well, as far as doing it from that side, it has to be part of one of the protocol studies. You have to be in one of the in some of these efficacy studies that are being done specifically for that. I don't know of one that's being done right now. I haven't seen one that's being done inclusive to herpes zoster. There are definitely ones that have been done and are in that are presently being done right now for influenza virus. I mean, you're touching on something. There's so many applications here, Carl, of where you can influence. It's all about influencing the either improving the use of the vaccine or as a monotherapy, as we discussed, improving your own T cells and especially with the elderly, where their T cells are definitely affected and decline, the immune function declines as we age, and that's all about what we talked about the thymus. So there are monotherapy studies looking right now at influenza itself and just using the thymosin, as a seasonal thing. Let's say instead of a vaccination, you undergo treatment for, and I don't know if they have set protocols yet for that, but let's say you do 6 weeks treatment pre-season of the thymosin alpha 1. All you're doing is upregulating your thymus, your T cell responses to activate, to be prepared, right, to deal with the influx of a possible viral infection. So, instead of saying a vaccination, you're doing something that's, because what do the vaccines do? The vaccines are it's guesswork to see if it works.
Well, right. I mean, the reality is a vaccine is a hormetin that's designed to stimulate the immune system to fight this particular threat. But
yes.
But this is not a hormetin. This is actually activating the immune system and making it stronger on a broader scale.
Correct. And it's not like using these interferons and so forth that have some serious side effects.
Right. Can a doctor use this? Can a doctor use this right now with a patient, or is this something that they really just can't even do anyway?
Yeah, they can't. Right now, it's not. It's not FDA approved. It's in the
orphan
status.
But wait a minute. You and I talked about this when we were in Las Vegas at the A4M convention, right? There was a guy. There was quite a few compounding pharmacies that were promoting the use of CJC-1295 and all these other exotic peptides. And I looked at you and you looked at me and you said, how could these guys be talking about this and selling it from their pharmacy? Because this stuff is still in that gray area, but they're doing it.
Well, it has to do with the monogram, the USP monogram. There are many peptides that are off-label use in the U.S. right now. I don't believe, though, that the thymosin alpha 1 is one of those monogram accepted peptides. I have to look. I don't believe it is yet, but I know it's being it's being sought after right now. I mean, there's a lot of peptides that they're trying to add to this, to these monograms that will enable the potential of off-label use But in other countries, I mean, absolutely, there are many countries that have a significant portion of these, you know, 20 to 30 peptides that are actively prescribed for all these things we've been discussing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But in the U.S., you know, the GHRHs, GHRPs, you definitely, we can definitely use them with that USP monogram and off-label use. So that's, we've made tremendous strides here in the U.S. in helping and assisting us to actively, you know, use some of these safer type of mechanisms in treating people in the not, you know, in different specifics of tissue healing and so forth. So
if you had a guess, do you feel that in a very short time the monogram will change and we'll be
yes.
able to use? Okay, so
just yes, I do.
And is that part is that you're going all around the country talking about this right now as part of your peptide series?
Correct.
And when doctors come up to you after you lecture about this, do they say, hey, when will we be able to start using it? Is that part of the grassroots that needs to happen in order for the monogram to change?
Yeah, and being part of these, you know, we're doing these, so we're involved in setting up some of these studies. And so what I like, what my job in educating physicians is to let them know what's there and what's being used outside of the country, but what potentially could be available and to also potentially get them involved in our research projects where they can enlist their patients and then thereby be part of the an FDA approved study that they can, you know, they can partake in if they follow the protocols that, you know, that we'll institute. So that's what we're in the process of doing and making it, you know, so it's responsible to the patient and it's responsible to the physician, and we've got good data to, you know, it's going to take this type of a process to get peptides to the forefront of really changing healthcare. And
yeah.
And it's got to happen. You know why it's got to happen? Because it's already happening and it's making
right.
a difference.
Right.
I mean, that's the crazy part. You know, that when you talk to some of the physicians that have been able to either, you know, I actually work and collaborate with a lot of physicians that are outside of the U.S. and when you hear their stories and they talk to you about their patient populations and what they're able to do with their patients, it's undeniable in what they've been able to accomplish and why people come to see them, because they're getting results. You know,
right.
I mean, hey, that's what it's all about, right? It's about the patient and their benefit, you know, what they are trying to achieve without getting sicker. And it's incredible when you hear these stories, and I'm really privileged, I guess, to be able to be part of that, to hear what's happening and the paradigm. I see the shift right now of what's happening with what we're going to be able to provide and I think our biggest hurdle is Big Pharma, you know, with all of this
yeah.
too, and that's with everything. I mean, but Big Pharma is coming aboard too. They're certainly working on some peptides that are very really interesting, so I think you're going to just see a convergence of a lot of these processes working together. But Carl, just like your show, you know, what you aspire to in getting the message of, this is just one part of the nutrition and one part of the exercise part, that when they all work together, you really get some amazing results.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. You stay young and you stay healthy, and that's the, unfortunately, most people don't want to work hard on staying young and staying healthy. Listen, Dr. Seeds, we've come to the end of the interview, and I know that you rescheduled your day to be on the air with me because you're seeing patients today. So I want to thank you so very much for being here and teaching us about something that no one else has been talking about, and that's thymosin alpha 1.
My pleasure, Carl.
Talk to you soon, brother.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
All right, so we're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Charles Staley, and we're going to talk about a new type of back extension that you're not doing, but you should be. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Discover
Discover the faster way of getting real results with bodybuildingsupplements.com. Bodybuildingsupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Crealkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
My Adaptogen N at bodybuildingsupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. Bodybuildingsupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at bodybuildingsupplements.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
There is no other olive oil like Papa Vint's extra virgin olive. Not just because of the care and quality that goes into producing it, but also because the unique Nocciolata di Belice olive that grows in Sicily is like no other olive in the world. Its spicy yet buttery flavor improves any food it comes in contact with. Higher in antioxidants, Papa Vint's is raw, unfiltered, and cloudy, and comes from a single orchard owned and operated by the same family for over 100 years. It's the only olive oil Elisa and I will ever use. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Papa Vint's banner ad and use code SHR45 and get two bottles of Papa Vint's for $45 while supplies last.
If you've followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained, fasted, and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level? That's exactly what the Da Vinci from Ultra Human gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless. And the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off and free shipping.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. You know, it's amazing. The attention to the posterior chain today is just amazing. And I got to be honest with you, there seems to be some magic in the Phoenix area, because there are two guys that seem to be able to get people's posterior chains strengthened very quickly. And one of them is Coach Charles Staley. How are you doing, Charles?
Carl, I'm doing great and really happy to be back on.
Yeah, and so it's interesting. So I saw an article that you had written, I think, for T Nation, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and so and I read through the article and I thought, wow, you know what? Maybe I'll give this a try. And you wrote an article about something that's probably really a taboo in most people's minds, right? So lots of people do back extensions, and if anything, they do them with body weight, or maybe they'll use a 25, 35, or even dangerously 45-pound plate. But whenever they do this, you know,
yeah.
you get relegated to the, oh, that guy's going to hurt himself, you know, category. Oh, you're going to hurt yourself if you do that. And here you are saying, hey, grab a 150-pound dumbbell and do back extensions. I have to believe that a lot of people said, oh, that'll just hurt my back, right?
Yeah, and of course, well, I think I might have mentioned in the article that recently, one time I was doing this, and I had kind of an older fat guy next to me doing weighted sit-ups telling me that I was going to screw up my back. And so meanwhile, 2 days after I did that, I actually did a 455 deadlift with absolutely no warm-up and no belt, and I'm 58 years old.
Yeah.
And I felt my back felt is absolutely fine the next morning. So, yeah, now that doesn't guarantee that this is a safe exercise, but I think people have a little bit too much caution about it, and I just don't know. I really don't know why people don't think to load this exercise. But by the way, I just want to give credit where credit is due. You mentioned two coaches in the Phoenix area who get people's posterior chain strong. I think I picked up this idea originally from Brett Contreras.
Yeah, he's the guy.
I think
so
that's where
Brett has a horrible life. Fitness women send him pictures of their butts all day long because Brett Contreras is known as the glute guy.
It's a source of great stress for him. He, you know,
I
talk with Brett a lot, and it's a burden that, you know, I guess he just feels the responsibility to take
And here's the irony of all this, right? So I knew of Brett Contreras before I actually knew Brett Contreras. And it's a funny story because, you know, I was living in Phoenix when I started to go through my divorce back in 2007.
Yeah.
And
yep.
my niece, Kelly Siegel, was working for a very, very large ad agency in Scottsdale called Martz Agency, which was then purchased by Bob Parsons, who started GoDaddy. And today it's called the Parsons Agency.
Yep.
But anyway, and Carrie Martz, who was the owner and president and CEO of the ad agency, because she knew that I did my show, she said, would you come down to this to the ad agency today? I want to talk to you about this product that I'm thinking about representing. I'm actually thinking about getting involved with it, not just as an ad agency, but as an investor. And I went down there, and it was called the burn machine or the razor, but it was basically a glute machine where you suspended yourself. It was the predecessor to really what the hip thrust ended up becoming. And she told me this guy, Brett Contreras, created it, and we had a whole warehouse full of them. And I thought, this is ingenious. I tried it, and I said, man, I can really, it was the burn machine, I think. I feel this in my glutes.
You know what? I was trying to come up with it. I think it was called the Scorcher.
The Scorcher. That was it. It was the Scorcher. It was a red, and it looked like something you would do triceps on if it didn't have the plate for your feet to go on where you stood on the platform and you pushed up. And so I was like, wow, this is really a cool machine. Lo and behold, then years later, Brett's on the show and he's all popular now. But yeah, he's the glute guy. And so, but I got to tell you something about this movement. I'm like you, you know, I got the average white guy, no butt, right? And so I've worked really hard over the years to build a strong butt. I've sprint, and I did hip thrusts very high. You know, I've done 500-pound hip thrusts. I got to tell you something, nothing activated my glutes like this movement. And I'm going to tell you, I've done very heavy hip thrusts. They've been on Facebook. People have seen them. I think the hip thrusts, I think your hips, quite frankly, really do a lot more work than you think they do in the hip thrusts. But in this movement this movement here is different. This is glutes. Even the hamstrings, while they get hit, this is all glutes for me.
Yeah, and, you know, I think What I like about the back extension, and people, please don't call it a hyper extension, because hyper by definition means too much, and
yeah,
you shouldn't
overextending.
Do it too much.
Right.
So I just hate that. I hate that term. But for some reason, you know, the hamstrings and glutes and spinal erectors are all involved, and I think whatever is the weakest link in that chain is where you're going to feel it. So, yeah, so I just think it's one of those things that is just kind of underappreciated for reasons that escape me. And it's worth, and you know what, also it's safe. It really doesn't require hardly anything in the way of a warm-up. In fact, I just go straight to 150. I don't even use a warm-up. So, yeah, it's just one of those little tricks that's worth trying for sure.
No doubt. And so my first attempt of it was after an arduous leg routine. I had already smashed my legs, and then I thought, you know, I haven't done anything specifically for my glutes. And unfortunately, my gym, the dumbbells only go up to 140. And so, and I grabbed the 120 because I had never done this before.
And you don't know what you're in for.
Yeah, and I did five sets of 10. And I got to tell you something. First of all, the entire glute complex got hit. I mean, even the parts where if I had done adductor, abductor work, you know, the outer push, like the side of my glutes, my
sure.
gluteus minimus muscles were sore that evening. But also, my glutes hurt all the way up to the top where they disappear into my lower back.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the glute movement. I'm telling you, I love hip thrusts because I can go really heavy, and it's so impressive to see me humping a bar. But this is the movement, man. This will make your glutes grow. There's no doubt in my mind about it.
It'll make some people's glutes grow. I can't guarantee everyone listening will have that same experience, but you might. And so, you know, I have this little saying that, you know, like when you lose your keys, they're always like where you haven't looked. So the solution for you for anything is someplace you haven't looked. And if you have not done this, if you've not thought to do this, it's really worth giving a shot to. And we should probably talk about the difference between the horizontal and 45 degree unit also.
Okay, because the horizontal is even harder. That's the one that they use in the CrossFit area. I have not attempted that. So let's talk about that now. Come on.
Yeah, well, I mean, I just think it's going to be different for everyone. So, I mean, definitely explore both of them. Don't expect to have equal strength levels on both. You're going to be different. But I tend to like the 45-degree unit better myself just because you've got more range of motion. So, you know, play around with both of those and I tend to do probably 2 or 3 months on the 45 degree, and then just to kind of counter adaptive resistance, I'll go flat for a month or two after that, and I kind of rotate them. And I actually, Carl, I do these actually right after deadlift. And my rationale for that is I want to keep them as far away from the next deadlift session as I can.
Yeah.
So probably not the greatest idea to do these like the day before you deadlift.
So you've stated that this has made your deadlift stronger, right?
Yeah, I mean it's speculation on my part, but there is for me at least a trend. I've looked, as I mentioned in the T-Nation article, you know, whenever my deadlift is kind of plateaued or kind of in the toilet, I look back and sure enough, I'm not doing back extensions. So at least for me, and you know, training is highly individual, so you have to experiment. There's a lot of trial and error. But for me, at least, it makes a huge difference.
So Kirkland Worley just posted on Facebook. He said, I saw this article on T-Nation, and I have started to incorporate this movement into my routine. I've started out with 45-pound dumbbell for 8 reps, and I will slowly progress through this. Hopefully my deads will go up after a period of doing this as well. I can't imagine that this would not only help your deadlift, but also your coming out of the hole in the squat because this so thoroughly activated my quads that I, you know, when I used to squat a lot before my lumbar spine issue, which I will be squatting again, things are getting better.
Yeah.
When I used to squat a lot, I had those two little sulcuses on the sides of the cheeks of my ass. And then
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and then they went away because I just wasn't squatting much and my butt kind of got flatter. And after just doing those 120s for five sets, I have that sulcus on the side of the cheeks of my ass again, just that one session. I mean, I had to have you on because whenever something like this is this impactful, like, oh my God, I did this once. I'm going to do this again and again because I want to go heavier and heavier. We have to talk about this because more people need to experiment with this. And you're right. I tend to be a little bit of a zealot. You tend to be a little bit more balanced. Hey, this may not work for everybody. And there are people out there with lower back problems, probably shouldn't even endeavor this. But for those of you who don't have lower back problems, you've got to try heavy back extensions and start out with the 45 degree because it's definitely a little easier, in my humble opinion. And I haven't tried it yet, but I have to believe it's a little bit easier than going parallel, I mean, horizontal with this. I mean, am I right about that?
Well, not for me, but like for some people it may be. So, you know, you gotta try them both. But for me, 45 is harder.
Do you ever go to the gym and just do one movement really, really heavy and that's it and get out of there?
Rarely, but what I do that's a little unusual is for clients who work with me will be able to tell you this. I do tend to use smaller exercise menus than most coaches. I think that, you know, I would rather take four exercises in a workout and just hammer the shit out of them than to take six or seven or whatever and do less work. And I could explore that with you a little bit more if you're interested.
Let's do that. I want to explore that. In fact, stay right there. I want to take our first commercial break. And when we come back, because you're the guy who came up with Escalating Density Training, the book, and which had a profound effect on my training back in 2004, 2005. So, I mean, I'd like to get into your head a little bit. Let's do that. Let's take a quick commercial break.
Cool.
We'll be right back with more of Coach Charles Staley. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. Talking with Coach Charles Staley. Hey, Charles, how can people find you nowadays?
Appreciate that. So my website is staleystrategies.com. But I'm also very easy to find on Instagram and Facebook, and I'm quite active on both of those platforms. And I've also got a lot of articles over at testosterone.net and targetfocusfitness.com. So I'm kind of all over the place.
Good. Okay. So that's where people can find you. So I too have started to scale back the menu of movements, but started doing more work in those movements. I mean, I don't do anything less than five sets. And quite often, if I'm not, like right now, I'm not doing giant sets. I've been doing giant sets for so long that I thought it was time to take off. And I am so startled how strong I am when I train like most people do, where I just do five sets of a movement and rest in between each movement. But I too have started to scale back and focus more on the work. And I remember back in the day when I was powerlifting, you know, I would go in and just squat. I would do maybe 10, 12 sets, 13, 14 sets of squats and nothing else, but walk out of there completely crushed. Do we even need all of these fancy movements that we see people doing today?
Oh, boy, that's another whole ball of wax. And I'm working on an article right now for testosterone.net on Instagram workouts. But that could be another episode. I do believe in a wide variety of exercises, but they don't have to be done simultaneously. Mm-hmm. You can do them sequentially. So I have been doing this for a long time, but I kind of understand the rationale better today than I used to maybe a few years ago. But if you think about it, imagine you set up a new training program for yourself and you're going to start on Monday. And so you're going to do a certain amount of exercises on Monday and other things on Tuesday, and then more exercises on Thursday and Friday and so forth. And so once you do week one of this new exercise menu, if you're like most people, you won't be that strong because you haven't done those exercises in a while, mm-hmm. presumably, and you'll get sore and everything is feeling great. And then on week two, you add weight, which is good. It means you're getting stronger and you're a little less sore, so that's okay. And then on week three, you continue to add weight, but it's a little harder to do that, but you're still getting stronger, so that's good. But now you're not really sore, hardly at all. And then on week four, you can barely manage to add any more weight, and you're just not sore at all. So to me, what that means is you have encountered a term that I first learned from Dr. Mike Israetel from Renaissance Periodization. And that's called adaptive resistance. And what that means is that over a certain period of time, your body just figures out how to cope with that stress. And now you're just kind of not really getting anything out of it anymore. And so now it's time to come up with a new stress. And it doesn't have to be radically different. I'm not saying that for the first month you do squats and the second month you do leg extensions, but it might mean that maybe on month two you do front squats or a hack squats or something maybe similar mm-hmm. but a little different. And so, but in addition to week by week by week, you're getting less and less and less, you're also, your potential for overuse injury tends to rise. Mm-hmm. So the longer you do an exercise menu, the less the upsides dwindle and the downsides escalate. So it's time for new exercises. So now, here is the rationale for a smaller exercise menu. If you're like most people, like if I think to myself, how many good chest exercises are there for me that work really well? And the answer is, I don't know, 4, 6, something like that, you know, something along those lines. Now, most people will train chest at least twice a week. So that means maybe 2 or 3 chest exercises one day, 2 or 3 the other, there's your 6.
Right.
So the point of this is, if you use a lot of exercises, then on your first training cycle, you're basically using all your best exercises.
Right.
So then on your next training cycle, when you're not getting anything out of this and you have to change exercises, what are you going to change to? Because you've already used them all.
Right.
So that's kind of the rationale. And also it just allows you to do more work sets per exercise. And, you know, the thing that people don't sort of appreciate is, sure, there is great benefit to using a variety of exercises, but use them in sequence. You don't have to accomplish all things all at the same time.
Right, right. And you know, the truth is, when I think about it, those sessions where I just went in and deadlifted or just went in and squatted, I hit everything I needed to hit. And the reality was I did it in a much more efficient manner because I kept doing the same movement.
Sure. You're getting more practice.
Yeah, yeah, because it's like, you know, you become more proficient at it the more you train at it. And the more proficient you are, the better you activate the target muscles you're trying to activate. And I kind of feel like muscular activation is this thing that you must go deep into. You know, there's the muscles that kind of do all the work, and they tire out first. And if you're just doing 3 sets of something and moving on, you haven't gone deep enough into that movement to activate the muscles that have been sitting back and going, you guys do all the work. You don't need us yet.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm okay with 3 sets maybe for the first week of your training session, but then 4 sets the next week, and then 5 sets the next week, and so forth and so on. So that's another component of training that kind of escapes people. You need to kind of get a running start. Like, you don't want to be maxing out on everything on week one.
You got nowhere to go. You got nowhere to go then, right?
You got nowhere to go. Yeah, like if you have a heavy door that you have to bust through, you're not going to stand up against the door and lean against it. You're going to step back and take a running start, you know? So I think of that kind of – that's kind of how I like people to work through their training cycle.
So getting back to the back extension. There are a couple things that people need to be cautious of, in my humble opinion. And please, I mean, I'm not a coach, and I'm actually asking you this more than professing it to the audience. If you're not careful, it's really easy to hyperextend your knees in this movement, especially when you're going heavy. So you really need to understand where to put the pelvic pad so that you have a slight break in the knees, but that break in the knees becomes harder and harder to maintain as you become more fatigued. So I would say that people need to pay special attention to make sure that they don't hyperextend the knee in muscling this weight up. What do you think about that?
Yeah, and also what that makes me think of is some equipment is better than others. If the pad is too long, because you need to keep the pad below your hip joint,
right.
So that you can do a pure hip hinge. Otherwise, you're going to end up rounding from the back. But sometimes the pads are so long that in order to have them below your hips, they're almost hitting your knees, and then it's very difficult to keep your knees a little bit flexed.
Right.
So you have to just play around with the equipment you have. But that's a great point, that you want to kind of maintain a little bit of knee flexion. And actually, just doing that engages the hamstrings. So that, it actually not only keeps you safer, but it makes the exercise more effective.
So, and that's where the next statement comes from. If your glutes
are stronger than your hamstrings, you're going to be much more at risk of hyperextending the knee. Back off of the weight. As soon as you feel like you can't keep your knees slightly broken, that means that your hamstrings are not able to create that static hold while
right.
while your hips and your back are moving through space. Don't go heavier
right.
yet. Don't go heavier yet. Just stay with that weight, because once the you know, people don't realize this about the knee, right? Some people will just let the knee completely lock out, and actually the knee will actually start to reverse a little bit, right? And
sure.
as a result of that, you can end up with a bucket handle tear, because the front of the knee will bite right into the meniscus.
Yeah. That's a really great point. So, and get some feedback. Have a training partner watch you, or take videos of yourself. That's just critical, especially when you're doing something heavy.
The horizontal ones that they use in the CrossFit area, do they actually have a pad that goes behind the knee that presses against the popliteal?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. It depends on the equipment.
Do you think that's a safer alternative for somebody who's going to go all out heavy and doesn't want to risk hyperextending the knee?
It's a good question. I don't have one of those available to me, and I don't have a lot of experience with that specific type of equipment, so I have to reserve judgment on that a little bit, but possibly.
Okay. The next question I have about the movement is placement of the weight. So I kept the weight up against my chest because I feel like this is going to apply the greatest gravitational force on my upper body. But some people like to let the weight hang, and it kind of it kind of moves like a pendulum as they go up and down. Do either of these work, or should you keep it against your chest?
Yeah, I think they can both work. I mean, I have trained bikini competitors who, like, at 120 pounds are doing back extensions with, like, an 80, 85-pound dumbbell. So the posterior chain is strong enough to lift the weight, but the upper body, they just have a difficult time in terms of upper back strength staying onto that. So they will probably, you know, the dumbbell will not be quite as close proximity to the chest as it might be for a guy. I think it's okay. The only downside to not having the dumbbell close to your chest is that it might limit the eccentric portion of the movement, because the dumbbell hits the floor before you're really fully flexed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, you just want to do what you can to kind of, maintain a high range of motion. And there's a little trick too for the guys who are using really big dumbbells. Carl, I don't know if you noticed this when you were doing this recently, but if you hold the dumbbell at the chest, it tends to hit the upright of the machine on the way down a little sooner than you would like. So what I do is I actually, as I approach the upright toward the bottom, I'll actually twist the dumbbell to like a 45-degree angle. I don't know if people will be able to
visualize. I can see what you're saying.
You get a little bit closer.
The top head of the dumbbell, which is closest to your chin, you actually let it get further away from your body, so the bottom kind of moves in towards your body and it doesn't hit the upright.
I just turn it. I just literally rotate it a little bit.
Right.
Toward the horizontal, just at the bottom. This is just one of those little itty bitties, but when you do this forever, you just figure these things out. And by the way, use straps. I mean, this is not a grip exercise. So now when you're using a big dumbbell, you can typically only really get one hand on the dumbbell, and then the other hand kind of covers over the other hand,
right.
the first hand.
Right.
So, but on that first hand, use lifting straps and just make things as easy as you can.
Yeah, because you don't want to have to focus on losing your grip when you're repping out with this, and clearly
no,
that becomes
an issue. I just don't see the point.
I want to take a commercial break real quick, and when we come back, I want to talk about actually getting heavier with this. There are some limitations based on equipment, but you have some great ideas about this, so let's do that. Well, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of Coach Charles Staley.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resistance, disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
There is no other olive oil like Papa Vint's extra virgin olive. Not just because of the care and quality that goes into producing it, but also because the unique Nocciolata di Belice olive that grows in Sicily is like no other olive in the world. Its spicy yet buttery flavor improves any food it comes in contact with. Higher in antioxidants, Papa Vint's is raw, unfiltered, and cloudy, and comes from a single orchard owned and operated by the same family for over 100 years. It's the only olive oil Elisa and I will ever use. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Papa Vint's banner ad and use code SHR45 and get 2 bottles of Papa Vint's for $45 while supplies last.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Soldier boy, I tell you. Hey, I got the new
Welcome back. We're talking with Coach Charles Staley about using very, very heavy weight and doing back extensions. And I got a feeling that as people start to experiment with this, they're going to find out that their squat and their deadlift gets stronger. But also, I'll tell you something I didn't expect. But the acute effect on my lumbar spine posture was noticeable and pronounced. And I predict that as I do these from week to week, that's going to become even, to a greater degree, more pronounced. So those of you out there listening to the show who are like me, idiots, already thinking about how do you overload? Oh, you know, 150 is, nah, I got to do 200. I want to do 200. And you know, dumbbells only go so far. And Coach Staley had some really great ideas, like wearing a weighted vest and then using a dumbbell, right?
Yeah. Well, and the funny thing is, whenever things get too heavy for dumbbells, just always remind yourself that's why they invented barbells. there's a place. That's why barbells were invented. But, yeah, so, I mean, yeah, there are different tricks you can do. And the reason that, well, first of all, yes, you can use a weight vest. By the way, I think the weight vest is the most underutilized, underappreciated tool going. I just think, and myself included, I'm not saying I have any.
I saw you doing. I saw you doing push-ups. I think this morning on video, you were doing push-ups with a weight vest.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, so push-up is superior to the bench press in every respect, except that it's hard to load. So then just, you know, wear a weight vest and you solve that problem, and that's the best exercise there is. So, but, yeah, so you can use a weight vest. You can attach elastic tubing to the bottom of the machine and kind of hook it around your neck. I'm not in love with that myself.
Not around the neck. That cervical spine is, that's challenging. Maybe loop it around the dumbbell and pull the weight with the dumbbell.
Maybe that's an idea. I also know there are people who drape chains around their neck. You know, that's an option. But the reason, you know, you can just use a bar, except for the fact that most back extension units have a handle extending forward from each side of the pad. Mm-hmm. And that's why using a bar is hard, because you'll hit those handles on the way up. So
right.
That's why the dumbbell.
Well,
the
problem I had with the idea of the bar was this. First of all, now you're turning it into a balancing act, right? Because if you don't grab the bar in the right place, it'll cock right, it'll cock left. But more importantly, you're going to have to hold that bar up close to your chest to do this right.
Yep.
And now you're basically you're doing a bent over row, so to speak, while you're doing this.
I
just kind of feel like I think you had a really great idea. More gyms should have these. But back in the day, old-time lifters, they had dumbbells that were plate-loaded, right? Just like a Olympic bar.
Yeah. So it's like, and a lot of gyms do have these, but it's basically like a mini Olympic bar. So you can put standard Olympic plates on it, and it's maybe, 18 inches long. But the advantage of it is that the actual length of the handle part is typically longer than a typical dumbbell. So that kind of allows you to get both hands on the handle better than you could with a standard dumbbell. And so you can kind of load that sucker up. That's a great great way to do this if you have that type of equipment.
Yeah, yeah. And then obviously I like the idea of the weight vest, because there are some weight vests that you can get over 100 pounds in them. And
crazy.
So if you have 100 pounds if you have 100 pounds in a weight vest and you grab a 120 pound dumbbell, now you're doing 220. And obviously when you start to go up in weight with these movements, you should observe. Should you observe the same type of tenets that we do with very, very heavy movements like squats? And, you know, you don't want to be repping out with this kind of weight. You maybe want to do a double, triple, very, very well controlled, drop it, rest, and do it again.
Yeah, I mean, I think you can use it for either application. But what always happens when you try to add more weight is that there's always a tendency for your form to fall apart.
Right.
And so, and especially if you're a guy, like, so guys tend to be very focused. I'm guilty of this, of how much weight you're using, because then you can brag about it on Facebook and all that. So I totally get that. But, you know, that's fine as long as you don't start falling apart. And sometimes, as you're in the when you're in the midst of the effort of lifting these heavy weights, you're just not aware that you might be technically kind of falling apart, which means that you might be kind of swinging more or moving from joints where you shouldn't be moving, or like cranking your neck or whatever. So it's always the battle between heavy weight and tight form, you know.
Yeah, and because this is a lower back dominated movement, you should always err on the side of caution, because we're talking about a movement that theoretically should not be putting discs at risk if it's being done right, but that's the critical term, being done right. If you're not doing this movement right, if your foot placement is off, if you're rolling your spine forward, if you're doing any number of things with this kind of weight, you actually could push a disc out of alignment. So you need to really be cognizant.
I think it's possible. A couple of cautions here to observe with this exercise. The first is that this should be a pure hip hinge. There should be no motion in the spine. So you are just purely, the hamstrings and glutes are working dynamically, and the lumbar erectors are working statically to prevent your spine from moving. So that's the first thing. Also, if you've never trained your low back, and this will not apply to most listeners, but I always caution newbies that when you feel your low back getting kind of pumped with blood for the very first time, it kind of feels like back pain. Like it reminds you of lower back pain.
Right.
So I always caution people like, hey, you're going to feel something in your low back. There's nothing wrong. It's just, you know, never used that before. And then the third caution I have is something that you might not think of just right off the cuff, but be careful about losing consciousness because you can kind of, your blood pressure drops quite a bit when you do this. So sometimes when you complete the set,
yes,
you can feel kind of woozy, and that's very common. So just kind of hang there for a minute or two until you know that you're good.
The term is orthostatic hypotension, and I happen to be an,
that's the term I
yeah,
was looking for.
I happen to be an avid user, as the audience knows, because I posted some of my videos of me hanging upside down, but I happen to be an avid user of an inversion table, and I hang upside down completely. And when I first started doing that years and years ago, when I would right myself and step out of it, I had to catch myself a couple times because all of a sudden, you know, the blood, the hemodynamics change direction. The heart is trying to catch up as fast as it can, but it can only do so much, and your blood pressure just plummets. I did notice that after my fifth and final set. I dropped the weight. It's actually the video that I have, and I erected myself, and then I stepped out of it. As I stepped out of it, I felt that little wooziness, and I thought, "Wow, if you go, because you know, Valsalva is an amazing thing. The body works to maintain pressure during the movement. As soon as the body is done working, it just lets go. It's like, oh, okay, we're done with that, and all of a sudden, your blood pressure just drops."
Yeah. So just be careful about that a little bit.
Good point.
And just be ready for either admiring or critical comments from your gym buddies, and you should be all set.
Everybody's going to make – I had people say things to me like, you know, you can hurt your back like that. And I didn't even answer them. I go, oh, all right, thank you. Wait till they see me next week when I grab the heaviest dumbbell on the rack and start doing it. But I will tell you – I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to do this movement until it stops working, which we just talked about at the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, I really think that this movement is really, really a good idea for most people, especially those of us who sit at a desk for long periods of time. This activates muscles in your gluteus complex that forget to be activated day in and day out. This is a great movement. I applaud you for writing this article and reviving this. I really do.
Well, thanks. Well, I always do these articles that attract all this attention, and I can never predict. I'm always surprised that the things that I think are going to be a home run just kind of are sleepers, and then sometimes I don't have any special, expectations for a piece, and it creates a lot of attention, so it's a lot of fun.
Well, and see, I'm into push-ups right now. It's funny that I saw you doing the weighted push-ups with the vest.
I'm laughing because I have not done a push-up in probably 20 years. I used to be a martial artist, and we would do hundreds of them every day, and I just was done. And so that was the first push-ups I've done in forever, and they kicked my ass completely, and
yes.
I really like them, and I think they're just really good.
So I'm on a mission. So a friend of the show, Bobby Cooper, recently was incarcerated. And nothing heinous, you know, like one of these, BS things that the local government likes to do to people. And so while he was in there, he started doing push-ups because obviously he didn't have, I'm sure they have a gym there, but it wasn't like what he was used to training with. He got up to 800 push-ups a day. And when he came out, he said his chest and shoulders were bigger than ever. And so he inspired me to start doing push-ups. So when I was on vacation in Michigan just recently, I started to just drop and do 20 push-ups, bang. Like if I was waiting for Elisa, we'd get ready to leave, and I had like 30 seconds, I'd drop and do 20 push-ups and jump up and
run.
And so by the end of the day, each of these days, I was doing a few hundred push-ups. And I can tell you that my shoulders and chest looked different after a week of doing that. So I was inspired. I want to get him on the show because I want to talk about this. I really would like to see people do this. I want to start a campaign called Drop and Give Me 20. And those of you who are training, don't commit to, oh, I'm going to do 100 a day, but just start to throw them in. Oh, I'm standing here waiting for somebody. I'm going to drop and do 20.
Oh, I'm waiting for this. There's a TV commercial, my favorite show. Instead of sitting in the chair, I'm going to drop and do 20. Start adding 20 groups of 20 push-ups into your day. Start tabulating it, what you're doing. By the end of the week, you'll be doing maybe 600, 700, 800 push-ups, which Bobby was doing in a day, granted. But watch what happens to your physique and watch what happens to your strength in the gym.
Yep, for sure. I think it's another super underrated movement.
Well, and we hear people, like, I'm always jealous when I hear people who do two-a-days. I think, God, I wish I had the lifestyle where I can go back into the gym later on in the day. You want to watch? You wonder what? You can do two-a-days. Just do body weight movements throughout the day.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Yeah. So I have newfound respect for the push-up, and I'm going to buy a weight vest because I'm going to use it with my back extensions, and I'm going to start using it with my push-ups too. Charles Stanley always pushes me to do new things. He doesn't know this. Like, you were doing dumbbell presses. I thought to myself, when's the last time I did dumbbell chest presses? I got to start using the dumbbells again.
Yeah.
You're a bigger influence on people than you think you are, I think. At least on me, you are.
Well, that's good. Good to hear. And, I learn so much from everybody. So, I'm more of a student than I've ever been. I've been doing this stuff for like 35 years, but I'm just as excited as I've ever been and less confident about everything.
I know, right? I know. Plug your websites again.
Oh, thanks. So, stanleystrategies.com. And that site is kind of oriented toward online coaching, which I do a lot of. But I've got some articles up there as well. And then you can find me all over social media.
Okay. And then as to the first hour interview with Dr. William Seeds, I want to thank him for coming on and talking about thymus and alpha 1, this new peptide you've never heard of, but plan on hearing much more about it. You just heard about it here first. And the only place I could find it is a website called PeptideSciences.com. They are 100% American-made peptides. 100%. Nothing comes from China. And they are the only website that I could find thymus and alpha 1 on, plus a lot of other great peptides as well. So check them out. And that's it for today. Thanks to Charles Stanley coming on. We'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. And thank you for listening, as always.